Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your love for us. And on this Maundy Thursday, Lord Jesus, you came to bring us a very special gift of peace. Peace with you, God, and peace with ourselves and peace with others. Help us to understand how we can live in that peace in greater ways. In Jesus' name, amen. If you were to rate your peace level right now, scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest and 1 being the lowest, how would you rate yourself? And if you're not sure about how to define peace, let's say calmness or tranquility, what would your level be? And my guess is a lot of people during these times are struggling. These are some crazy times that we are living in. How can we have peace when there is this invisible germ flying around our world that is infecting people and causing many people to suffer, even people to die? How can you have peace when you're not sure about your future, your retirement? How can you have peace when maybe the people around you are uptight and really having a rough time during this time when we are to basically be staying more inside of our homes? These are challenging times, and what I want to share with you is that God wants us to have peace. And I want to share with you some things that tie into this. And eventually we're going to be talking about Maundy Thursday. But I want to share with you a phrase I saw on a bumper sticker on a number of different cars over time. And the bumper sticker says this, N-O-J-E-S-U-S, N-O-Jesus, N-O-Peace. And it goes on after that, K-N-O-W-Jesus, K-N-O-W-Peace. And I think that's a very good formula for how do you find peace. First of all, the first part of that, N-O-Jesus, N-O-Peace. You look at our world today and more people are falling away from their faith. They're not trusting in Jesus. And they're going the ways of the world. And the more that our society is becoming more secular, what are we noticing? Are we noticing that people are having more stress, more anxiety, more worry? The addiction levels are higher. People are trying to find ways to, you know, through worldly means to try to deal with their stress and their lack of peace. When people are not following Jesus, they're not going to find peace because Jesus is the source of peace. I'm doing a series at Holy Cross on the fruit of the Spirit, and I'm using peace for this particular day, Maundy Thursday. And the fruit of the Spirit are called fruit of the Spirit because they come from the Holy Spirit. They're not from the world, these fruit. And peace comes from Jesus, which leads to the next part. K-N-O-W, Jesus. K-N-O-W, peace. When you know Jesus, and the more you know him in a deeper way and trust him and believe in him and the promises of his word and follow his Spirit, the more you're going to K-N-O-W, you're going to know peace. You're going to experience peace. Think about the scriptures. The word peace is used a lot. You think about, for example, the Aaronic benediction, which we use it to end the services from Numbers. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. That God wants you to have peace. And we see through the Old Testament how he worked in so many ways to lead the people on a pathway to peace, but so often they chose a way of the world and the peace went away. But the ultimate example of peace is in our Lord Jesus Christ. Even when you think about the birth of Jesus and in Luke chapter 2, we see that in the whole birth scene that takes place there, even the angels sing, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth to people upon whom his favor rests, that Jesus came to bring peace to those who would trust, those who would know Jesus. And you think towards the end of John, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. As a father has sent me, I am sending you. The very words of Jesus. He wants us to experience peace, but peace is found in going on the pathway that he wants us to go on. He wants to be people that bring peace to others, to be sent out in the world to bring this message of peace and comfort to the world. You know, even Maundy Thursday to me is about peace. And you think about this day, how Jesus came to fulfill something that we could not fulfill for ourselves. What causes lack of peace in the world is called sin. Our sin, the sins of the people around us. Sin separates us from God. We are not at peace with God in ourselves. We're the ones that have messed up. We have no way of taking our sin away. But yet God, the one who has not committed sin, the God of peace, he comes to our rescue. And that's why he came into this world, that our Lord Jesus Christ came and lived that perfect life, and his journey led him on that Maundy Thursday to that upper room. And the first thing he does, he serves his disciples, he washes their feet, and then he has a Passover meal served. In the midst of that Passover meal, he changes everything. The Passover meal symbolized and talked about when the people of Israel put the blood of the lamb on their doorframes, and the angel of death passed them over. Jesus becomes that lamb. And he changes the Passover meal to the Lord's Supper, to communion. And he infuses himself into that meal, in the bread and the wine, that Jesus is truly present. And what Jesus does through that, and what he fulfilled through his death and resurrection, is when we take the Lord's Supper, what happens is the relationship with ourselves and God is restored, because our sins are taken away. That Jesus came to take our sin upon himself, that we can have peace with God. And once we have peace with God, we can begin to have peace inside of ourselves. And as we have peace inside of ourselves, we then can have peace with others around us, even though we're sinners and they're sinners, that through Jesus, we can live in peace because he reigns over everything. He's brought us a victory that's eternal, a victory that cannot be taken away as long as we know him and trust in him. Now, one thing I want to make clear is even after they had that Passover meal, they went out to the garden. And there in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was praying. And even though the scene probably seemed tranquil and serene and calm, inside of Jesus, he was struggling. He was asking his Father to take the cup from him, but not my will, but your will be done. He knew the next day he would suffer the most painful form of death ever invented by mankind. And he was willing to do that, to die on the cross for our sins. He was sweating drops of blood because his body was in anguish. And the point I want to make is this: whenever you find peace, you find that there's sacrifice that brought that peace. That Jesus was willing to suffer and die. That we can find forgiveness, that we can find this peace. You think about our society, think about wars and battles that have been fought. Our soldiers, our military people have sacrificed so much so we can have peace. Jesus gave his life, not just for a temporary peace that we receive, earthly speaking, through military battles and so forth that have been won, and the peace that comes from that. What Jesus brings to us is eternal peace. In closing, I want to bring to you a verse you've probably heard many times, and it really lays out the steps to go through to live in peace. And it comes from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 through 7. And Paul wrote these words while he was in prison, not even sure if he was going to get out alive. And he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Can you imagine that? The peace that passes all understanding, to have that each and every day, even during these challenging, difficult times. You know, Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." The pathway to peace is to rejoice in who Jesus is, to rejoice in what he's done. And he wants to emphasize it. I say it again, rejoice. To find our joy in Jesus, no matter what the situation, he's greater than the problem. Let your gentleness be evident to all, that even during these challenging times when people are losing their patience, when people are totally freaking out, to be gentle, to be kind to people. Do not be anxious about anything. That's a big statement, okay? Because you talk about anxiety, that deals with the future. Worry is in the present, fear is in the past. He's really referring to all of them. You put them all together, fear, worry, anxiety. These are the opposite of peace. We can't choose that path. God has a better path for us to choose. And we start feeling the fear and the worry and the anxiety, not just doing the things that came prior to this section in the scripture we just read, but the next section, to pray, to talk to God, to have petitions and prayer to God about everything. Open your heart to God and realize He's with us all the time. He knows what we're going through. He wants to help us through it. And to turn to Him time and time again. In fact, even during this time, we have more time possibly to do different things. Take more time to pray to God and lay the things out that are inside of you. And then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Not in the world, but in Christ Jesus. My friends, we're living in challenging times. And the people we know around us are struggling. And what a time for us to show the world what peace looks like, because we're living in the eye of that storm. Jesus has won the victory. To K-N-O-W Jesus, and then to K-N-O-W peace, to take this time to continue to grow deeper in our relationship with Jesus. As we come back together as a family of believers, it'll be so awesome that happens. We'll be stronger than ever as each part of the body, each one of us grows in our relationship with Jesus and grows in the peace and shares that peace with one another. Let that peace spread throughout the world. My friends, may we have that peace that passes understanding. Remember what Jesus did on that Monday, Thursday, and what He did on Good Friday and Easter Sunday, that through Him, our sins are forgiven. Through Him, our future is secure. To turn away from the worry, the anxiety, and the fear, and turn to the perfect peace of God, to choose that peace. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank You. Thank You for what You did on that Monday, Thursday. The day before You died, You knew it was going to happen the next day, but yet You serve Your disciples and You serve us. And every time we take the Lord's Supper, it's a reminder to us that You have attained for us peace with You, with our Father, that we can have peace inside of ourselves and peace with those around us. Lord, help us to choose peace by living in You in deeper ways, for You are the source of that peace. Thank You for making that possible for us. We pray this in Your name. Amen.